There will be funeral after funeral over the next few days in Buffalo for the victims of a racist shooting rampage that occurred in a grocery store a week ago today. 10 African Americans died. 3 other people were injured. The 18-year-old white suspect charged with murder remains in jail and is expected to face more charges. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this report.
The first funeral, held yesterday for 67-year-old Hayward Patterson, was private. But earlier this week, family members of 4 of the supermarket victims stood on the steps of a Buffalo church. It was a litany of horror and anguish. As Hayward Patterson's ex-wife, Tirza, spoke, their 12-year-old son, Jake, cried and covered his face with his hands.
His heart is broken. He has sleeps. He has eats. And as a mother, what am I supposed to do to help him get through this?
Marcus Tolley held a picture of his mother, 62-year-old Geraldine Tolley.
My mother's fiancé had to watch her die with a hollow point bullet going through her right temple.
Vivian White says her nephew, Andrew McNeil, was picking up a birthday cake for his 3-year-old son.
We found out he was dead on Facebook. And
it's not right.
It is not right.
That was not right.
And Robin Harris's grief was palpable as she talked about the death of her 86-year-old mother, Ruth Whitfield.
I need this violence to stop. We need to fix this, and we need to fix it now.
The 18-year-old white suspect accused of the mass shooting remains in jail on a first-degree murder charge. In a parallel federal investigation, the U.S. Justice Department is looking into the shooting as a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. The suspect's apparent writings online say he planned the killings after he became infatuated with past mass shootings and other writings that promoted white supremacy. The New York Attorney General is also investigating whether social media companies the suspect used are liable for providing a platform to plan and promote violence. The tragedy shocked Buffalo and the nation. President Biden came to town to meet with families. There have been almost daily rallies, one of the latest by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We need to have a real concrete way that we're going to deal with hate crime, whether in the synagogues in Pittsburgh or whether it's in Atlanta with Asians, whether it is Latinos in El Paso. We can't keep going through these mass murders.
The Tops Market where this shooting occurred is still fenced off. The area is a marketplace of donated goods, an effort to replace the items residents can't buy because the neighborhood's only supermarket is shuttered. There's diapers, water, cereal. At one table, a volunteer bags up some fresh fruit.
There's bananas, oranges, and pears.
Charles Bryant is in line for a free slice of pizza and some wings. He says all the donations and help from neighbors make him feel there's some love in the city, an effort to fight against the tragedy. There's no timeline for Tops to reopen. Bryant says there's lots of discussion about when or if it should. While some believe it should be a memorial, Bryant says he supports its return.
Someone came down and did something bad, but there's no reason why we shouldn't still have a grocery store in our community.
Shamika Walker wrestles with that too. She says if Tops does reopen, she's not sure she'd be able to shop there.
I don't know. I have to think about it because I'm scared. I don't want to go and bring me and my daughter, my 5-year-old daughter, and go in and somebody's shooting again. Like, I don't know who we can trust.
For Walker, she'd be thinking about Aaron Salter. She knew the security guard and former Buffalo police officer who confronted the shooter and was killed by the gunman.
He was a good man and a strict man. You can't be here, you can't do this. You know, he got on us, but he was really respectful and a nice man, and I'm really going to miss him.
One of the 10 lives lost in this community as people sort through the emotions of what happened a week ago and figure out what to do next. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.